This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. The U.S. International Trade Commission unanimously voted to reject anti-dumping and countervailing duties on imports of urea ammonium nitrate, or UAN, from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the case before the ITC started a year ago.
This case was brought by CF Industries about a year ago in a petition to the ITC to impose duties because they said that there was dumping and unfair subsidies being placed on these fertilizer exports that was hurting their business. But the International Trade Commission, a couple of hearings, lots of evidence from both sides, decided that these duties should not be imposed.
This decision means American farmers won't have to pay additional costs on fertilizer from those countries. Salmonson went on to talk about what's next for the U.S. fertilizer industry.
We should start seeing some more product come into the U.S. from Russia and Trinidad Tobago, and that should have an impact on prices. About 80% of all of our UAN imports were coming from those two countries. So we definitely, over time now, should start to see some more product move from overseas into the U.S. market now that they're not having the threat of these import duties placed on them.
Once again, that's Dave Salmonson with the American Farm Bureau Federation. And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.